This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
And now a special message from one of our ministers of sport. This is a Cap F Sports Overtime with Graham.
Well, hello, everybody. This is a Cap F Sports Overtime with Graham. I am Graham from the Sports with a Capital F podcast. And my guest today is host of the I Say That to Say This podcast and new friend of the show, Mr. Kingbo Christ. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you for having me. This is post Phil Jackson, Kingbo Christ. I'm a new man.
God, I've been post Phil Jackson Graham since. Oh man, that was deep. You like sent me down a kaleidoscope of childhood memories there. But so, oh, that was clever.
You're really, a fan
that
now.
Was like a brain, that was a mind trap you set there. All right, so I brought you here. I'm not going to keep you that long, although I feel like we may go a bit long. We are here specifically for this overtime to discuss the internet's revelation that Sammy Sosa is made out of chewed bubblegum and wax.
With a sprinkle of Laffy Taffy on top.
What? Okay, look, here was my main concern. I was like, look, we should be responsible. There's a lot at play here. There's a serious culture of skin bleaching in the Caribbean that has deep, systemic, racist roots. But there's also the fact that you can see these pictures of Sammy Sosa on the internet. And I don't know how you
absolutely
toe that line other than to be like, come on.
Hey, listen, man. If he had like a... I don't know. Like, if he had like a disease or something, it wouldn't be funny. We wouldn't make fun of it. But if you volunteer for skin bleaching, you volunteer for these jokes. Like, you're eligible, Sammy. I'm sorry.
That's how I feel. And you know, me being a lifelong Cubs fan, there was a time in my life where Sammy Sosa walked on water. A dark time when I was in my late teens, you know, and I was really out there, and I was
a dark time.
I was a menace to society. Someone should have chained me to a radiator. Sammy Sosa was a lot to me, and he's a big part of Cubs history. And I don't really care about the steroids, and I don't really care about corked bats. But when I see a former hero of mine on the internet, look at the picture, please. Anyone who listens to this, just look at the picture of Sammy Sosa while you listen. And try to sympathize with the fact that it's going to be hard for us to sympathize with Sammy Sosa.
See, even being in New York, being a lifelong Met fan, I don't remember. What year was that when him and Mark McGwire were going back and forth? Like 2003, maybe? 2002?
Yeah, early 2000s. Hold on, I got Baseball Reference pulled up. It was 64 was 2001, so very early 2000.
All right, right, 2001.
We're all kids.
At that time, what am I, 13?
Nope.
He was like Superman to me.
I agree.
Like, it was like Superman and Batman going back and forth. Being from New York, I didn't care about the Cubs. I didn't care about that. To see a human being operate like that, it was just like, whoa.
Absolutely.
Like, this is really happening. I mean, the kids have... I don't want to date myself, and I don't want to make it sound like two grumpy old men reminiscing, but no, we didn't have the
tough
internet.
Yes.
So we didn't have all this information accessible. I didn't have a phone at school. So when I got home and I saw that he's just blasting balls 400 feet,
home
I'm just
runs,
like, whoa.
At a ridiculous clip. And then all of a sudden, him and Mark McGwire, two players who play for rival teams, are all of a sudden just in this crazy hunt to not only beat the single season home run record, but to shatter it, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Jesus.
He was more exciting than the Mets, obviously. I mean, they were coming off the World Series, don't get me wrong. Well, I think they may even, I forget, they may have even went to the World Series that year versus the Yankees. But at that point, it was more exciting to me because I'm just watching greatness at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just watching,
at
like
an
you said, he's not going to
clip, you know?
Right, and it's not like he's, like you said, going for the record. He's going to, by a long shot, he's shattering it. So to watch it, it was like the Olympics to me. Like, when am I going to see this again? You know what I mean?
Yep. And what was more American, too, than it being like Mark McGwire for the St. Louis Cardinals and Sammy Sosa for the Chicago Cubs, like all the various divides it crossed racially and emotionally and as far as sports were concerned. And then it was like that's the deal with me for Sammy Sosa. It was like I didn't ever care about the steroids or any of that. I felt like him and Mark McGwire kind of got fucked in the end. Because it was years later and the media was like, oh, it turns out these guys weren't best friends. And I'm like, they're ball players. What are you?
Right.
What sort of standard are you holding them against? Do you personally give a shit if professional athletes take steroids?
I see, this is where it gets tricky. I feel like the media, oh God, I don't. All the shit I talk about Trump, and I'm going to say this.
You're
whatever,
good,
that's
dude.
Another story for another day.
Because in some respects, it's a real thing, but not at the scope. Well, yeah, another
right.
one. We'll but do it
the,
on
the
gray
media,
area.
The media actually made me not like him. And I didn't understand why, because I'm like, I don't really. I'm like, you know how hard it is to hit 103-mile-an-hour fucking fastball? I don't give a fuck how much steroids you take.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you know how hard it would be to hit a home run in a Major League Baseball stadium? How many
exactly.
pitches? How many pitches do you think before you
for
would
me?
Put one out of the park?
Even if I hit it
over under,
I mean, I'm pretty strong. Yeah, I'm pretty strong, but I don't know if I can hit a home run. Like I'm like, that's fucking hard, man.
That's so like, much distance. Even,
that's what I mean. Like,
even
in a major
if you went
stadium,
into the Bronx, and even if you went to the Bronx and hit it in that short left field porch, like it would take a long time.
Let me tell you, I live 20 minutes from Yankee Stadium. I've been there on a tour. I took a tour. I've never been to a game because I said I'd never go to a Yankee game. Again, that's another story. But I've stood on home plate, and I'm like, I don't know if I can hit a fucking ball out there. I've been there, and I've looked, and I'm telling you, that's hard.
Right, and as far as Major League Baseball players are considered, it's really easy there, right?
Right,
as far as they're concerned, it's like, oh, that's a really easy place to hit a ball 340 feet in the air.
It's a free throw for them at some point.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Except nothing is ever like the free throw. That's a whole other conversation. I feel like if you're in the NBA, if you're in the NBA and you can't hit free throws above 70%, you're not in the NBA. It's the
okay,
NBA.
True,
that,
true.
That's a gimme. You should shoot him underhand. But anyway, look.
But anywho.
So we're doing this thing about Sammy Sosa. But we've covered that we both idolized Sammy Sosa at some point in our life because we were impressed with his progress, right? Like we were impressed. He was doing something that nobody had ever seen.
Right. And that's why I named my podcast the I Say That to Say This podcast. Because I need people to feel what I'm feeling. So I felt the need to say all that before I tell you why this is the most fucking outrageous. I don't know. I want to call it outrageous.
No, but ridiculous. We could use the word ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous is better. Just, yeah. Like, I'm befuddled. You know
what I mean? Do you not? But see, that's what I was saying was it's like you feel the need to, like, walk a fence line. Because he's like the skin bleaching in the Dominican is a big deal, blah, blah, blah. But he's Sammy Sosa and he looks like what he looks like in that picture.
See, I'm as dark as Sammy Sosa was. So I couldn't imagine like waking up and seeing a different human.
That's crazy.
Like, I think that's crazy.
It's crazy.
I think that's crazy. Like
crazy.
I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's crazy. It's crazy on the level. Look, last night me and Griff talked a little bit about Caitlyn Jenner, and we were very able to move on from it quickly, right? But it's like how you wake up a completely different human being, and then understanding the context of being like, I'm a black man who was a pop culture icon worldwide, and X amount of years later, you see me, and I'm not even a, he doesn't look like a species. It's like Michael Jackson. Like
wow, that's exactly what I was just going to say.
Right. It's.
See, no. We've come a long way. We've come a long way with technology and all these procedures. Don't get me wrong. but we're not that good yet at plastic surgery. It just doesn't, it doesn't work.
What are you reaching for? You know, what is the, like, what's literally the desired appearance? And that's what I'm saying. I understand the social construct of like people being like, oh, lighter skin is more beautiful. You know who thinks that? The person who bleaches their skin and no one else.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like some, I wouldn't, I guess there's people out there, but like you said, it's people that bleach their skin.
Right.
I would never look at a woman and I'm like, oh, she'd look better, you know.
No.
Like a fucking, the Pink Panther.
Right. You know? She'd somehow look better as some completely weird androgynous species of being. It's not, there no.
And even for the, even for the opposite, like I've never looked at a person with lighter skin and been like, oh damn, she looked better dark, or she looked better with the tan.
Right.
Like it just, you are who you are, and
Jesus, what a simple concept. You've built your entire Twitter existence and your podcast on saying that. What a simple concept, but people need it. They need it in like capsules. They need it every day to be reminded, like, look, you woke up today and you're still you.
Right, like, and that's not even from a religious standpoint, like, you know, God made us who we are. No, I don't mean it like that. I just mean,
no, man.
You know what I mean? The hard part's done. What the fuck do you want to change? There's someone for everyone. So I don't know what it is. You don't hate yourself that much, because you don't hate yourself enough to, like, kill yourself.
I'm here to tell you that if you learn to really, truly accept yourself enough as a dude who got married when he was really young, and then was not married and shall not be married again. you know,
we'll save that for the black and white, the gray area episode.
Yeah, maybe we should save this rant, particular rant. But anyway,
no, I mean we could leave it. But
yeah. Obviously, we all complain in various ways about our existence. But yeah, you like literally getting up in the morning and the thing you want to do is about like opening a door. It's like going back to school. Like that's like the biggest thing I hear from people, especially as a veteran, is people be like, I want to go back to school, but I'm not sure how it's going to work out. And I went back to school and I got a bachelor's degree in history. It wasn't that hard. I have a degree. You can check that box off. But literally the hardest part was like walking in the door and be like, I want to learn. It was the hardest thing, was walking in the door and going, I want to learn some stuff. They're like,
right.
What do you want to learn about? And I was like, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. And they're like, all right.
And you know,
you had to walk I feel like
we're going to have to do a 10 podcast special, me and you, because every topic you keep bringing up, I want to talk about, but we'll, you know.
Fuck.
We'll get there, but
I'm sorry,
same thing with school. It's fine. Remember my podcast. I just, whenever you feel like you're rambling on, just remember the name of my podcast.
Yes.
And then,
But I don't want to. I want to give you an opportunity to ramble. I don't know. I feel like we need to do like a 10 episode podcast series that will be 4 episodes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But so don't worry about it. But I was in college, after high school, I did one semester, and I'm like, I think it took 17 credits my first semester. I was, not overachiever, but I wasn't, right. I was a full-time student. So I stopped going. I'm like, maybe I should take a break from this. I'm like, maybe I just want to work, actually. I'm like, you know what? College isn't, because the hardest part was just signing up.
Yep.
Like once I got to school, I'm like, fucking high school, they hyped this up and make it seem like it was going to be so much harder and so much more effort. And I'm like, let me just put it out there. I wasn't the best high school student. Like I'm not an honor roll student by any long shot. Like I always cut class.
We are in the same boat there.
I wanted to clarify that because I know people are like, well, school doesn't come easy for me. I want you to know, like, I used to have to go to the guidance counselor. They're like, you need to go to class.
Yep. Thank you.
You know, I was one of those kids. So
I appreciate you qualifying that, because it's definitely the case for me. Literally anyone who had any interaction with me when I was in high school would be like, that guy has never gotten a B in his life.
Like my friends
strictly who listen, because of not showing up.
Exactly. My friends who listen, they'll tell you who I went to high school with. They're like, yeah, he's smart, but he never was in school. So I know they're listening, nodding their head like, yeah, yeah, true.
Absolutely.
But so I wanted to clarify that. But I 100% agree. The hardest part was just doing it.
Yep.
So, but and what I wasn't the most comfortable kid with myself. You know, as far, you know, every fucking 17-year-old like feels weird and feels out of place.
Of course.
So that's why I know this fucking thing with Sammy Sosa is a big deal. Like, this is like
beautiful segue, General. Beautiful.
This is right before suicide.
Isn't you know it? Say, is it not?
You know when they was that?
I was saying, is it not? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, it's exactly. A serious you know say, like, issue. Oh, I wish. Like with Robin Williams, God rest the dead, and all that. Like, you know, we didn't have any signs. You know what I mean? And guys like Kurt Cobain, like, we had no clue. I'm like, this is a fucking clue. Like, this is wrong. Yes. This is crazy.
Yes. This is one of those moments where you step in. Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. You want a Britney Spears and shave your hair? We'll make fun of you for that. That's funny. You want to get a couple facelifts? Cool. Do your thing.
Right.
But this, I'm like, hold on, man. 20-second timeout. Hold on. Like,
please. At least like, whoa, somebody whoa. Pull this man aside. Right? Sammy Sosa like, looks like bubblegum. Like, that's not... I saw an article. I read an article on Newsweek that was like, Sammy Sosa could be easily mistaken for a white man. And I was like, he would be hard to nail down as a human being. You're talking about
exactly.
Race.
I'm like a white
what
man.
Sort of right? What I, sort of human is this?
That's the last thing
this?
I'm actually thinking about when I see that. Exactly. Like if he, that's not even an albino. Like what is hey. That? That's some weird shit.
Yeah, I appreciate the attempt at division, media, but I yeah, feel sure, like we sure. all saw that and we're like, no, that's not even like that's like a painting of Sammy
Sosa. I'll put it this way. Bruce Jenner wanted to cut his dick off, and I had less to say about it.
Nice.
Bruce Jenner said he wanted to be Caitlyn, and I was like, well, this is weird, but whatever. So what do you guys
right.
eat?
Man.
This shit, I'm like, hold on, man. No. I gotta get my man Graham on the phone. We need to
exactly. I was not gonna cover this issue without picking
I'm
your
like,
brain.
I'm not moving past it.
No.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't. I just was like, no. Because I found out, me and Griff did a podcast last night, and I found out as soon as we finished the podcast. And I thought about your tweet where you were like, how do you keep up when the world moves so fast? And I was like, oh, we did used to have a way those overtimes when I saw Sammy Sosa, who looked like Big League Chew. And I was like, this must be addressed. This must be addressed
there you go.
In a public forum. The internet is even kind of meh about it. But this must be addressed. You're a hero. You need.
Yeah,
he needs somebody to explain to him that it's fine to be, you know, Sammy Sosa. I think I'd trade Graham Walden for being Sammy Sosa.
You know what? Like right now, I know I said I would never bleach my skin and all that, but at some point I would have traded myself to be Sammy Sosa. Like at some point
right.
I was like, oh,
exactly.
Like, a trade right now?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah, at like at 13. Like one for one. You be me, I be you. I'm done. That's a gimme. That genie
yeah, exactly,
that
exactly,
genie
yeah.
is gonna be slow reacting to my answer. He will expect some thought. Like, no, Sammy Sosa. Yeah, right now. Sammy Sosa, me, and then he's me. Awesome.
But I'm going to tell you today, as of this shit that he pulled, that he wanted to turn himself into a punching bag.
Literally and metaphorically.
Like, yeah, exactly, exactly. I'm like, nope, I don't give a fuck if you get $100 billion. Like, today, nope, no chance.
No, not today. You go into public
no
like
way.
That, you know what? I'll close this podcast by sharing with you my deepest fear, and my deepest fear is one day losing my mind and not knowing it. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. But that's mine, too. That's fucked up.
What?
I'm yeah, not even kidding. Like,
because other people
like, Alzheimer's is like the only yeah. thing I feel like I can't overcome.
Right.
I'm like, fuck. Like, that's scary.
Because other but people will say to me, they'll be like, oh, but you won't know what's going on anyway. But I'm like, no, that's like worse. Like you're like out here affecting people's lives without consciously being aware of what's going on. Like, you like lose your mind. And I'm talking about like a psychosis. Like, what if you had a psychosis?
No, no, I know exactly what you mean.
What if it was like you had a, like tomorrow you woke up and you had a psychosis, like you were on acid all day, every day? Okay, at this point in the podcast, me and Kingbo got a little felonious in our admissions, and just in the interest of everyone's personal privacy, I went ahead and closed it out after that. And we had a technical issue too. I have a cord that doesn't fit in the phone. If you listen to Kingbo's podcast, there was a point where he said, if you're recording on an Android, you can do better. And then he laughed. But he was actually exactly right, because I could have done better, or I could have swapped out this cord. But we had a really good time, and there's way more of that coming up. I feel like me and this gentleman are going to have some very interesting conversations. This was supposed to be an overtime, not a podcast, but here we are at however long it took. So thank you for listening. You can find Kingbo Christ at kingbochrist.com. He's on Twitter, at Kingbo Christ. He's the host of the I Say That to Say This podcast, a very interesting and thoughtful dude, and we're really having a great time being affiliated with him. This has been the Sports with a Capital F podcast, and I guess it was an overtime, but we went a little overtime. All right, good night.
This is Sports with a Capital F.
This is Sports. This is Sports. F.